This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Recently, Metro Atlanta's seen an explosion of new cities, Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, Johns Creek, and Brookhaven, among others. And some voices in neighborhoods from Buckhead to Oak Grove to Druid Hills are calling for them to become cities, too. Decatur Democratic State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver thinks the whole process has been too careless about the impact new cities have on their counties and surrounding neighborhoods. Oliver has pre-filed a bill to place new requirements on new city advocates in counties where more than 25% of people already live in cities. Among her proposals, an economic development plan, both for the new cities and for the adjoining cities and counties, plus a ban on excluding neighborhoods that otherwise fit naturally inside a proposed city. Oliver explained her bill in a conversation last month in Athens.
We can't allow a process, as Brookhaven and Dunwoody have both have done, to be designer cities, to select rich developments, select rich commercial areas for their cities, taking that property away from the county. We need an economic development plan that's comprehensive for DeKalb County, and I don't think DeKalb County is unique. I think municipalization is what will be accomplished in the next decades. I think it may be healthy if it's done right.
Would this be legal, though? I mean, in terms of, say, requiring a city and the voters of that potential city to do all of this stuff about areas that really aren't involved in the decision?
I believe it's legal, and I believe it's necessary. We're going to have a shared services plan, whatever economic entity gets created, whether it's townships, special tax districts, all the options that we have now that we're not utilizing effectively. There's a shared responsibility. There has to be a shared economic development plan. We've not been doing this in the smart way, and I think we can do a much better job.
Your thoughts about Brookhaven in general, I mean, as you see it come into being, you opposed it, but now as somebody who has a neighboring district, how do you deal with Brookhaven?
It's hard to know how all this is going to develop. You know, the second biggest airport in Georgia is PDK. PDK is still in a mixture of cities and counties. That's a good example of something that's an economic issue, an economic entity that I don't think we're using effectively. And now that it's split into cities and counties next to Brookhaven, partially in Chamblee, it's just another way that we're not using our resources effectively.
That was Decatur Democratic State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver. Now joining us, J. Max Davis, mayor of Georgia's newest city, Brookhaven. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Dennis. I appreciate it.
Obviously, Mary Margaret Oliver's bill would not apply to you, but it certainly was inspired by Brookhaven's experience. Was there anything in this measure that would have been any hindrance to you in Brookhaven?
I think the time limitation, that there's an additional time limitation in there, and then I think that the additional cost of a study to determine the impact on the county, which is, in my mind, that kind of the most, I don't want to say silly thing, but the thing that it was really makes it difficult, because in Brookhaven, we had to raise a good amount of money with the Citizens for North DeKalb Group to finance the study that the legislature requires you to conduct before you incorporate. So the additional study that she wants in that bill, that has in that bill, that would make it more difficult to really get the whole process started, kind of would have been hard for us.
Most cities still take some services from the county of which they are still a part. But
most services.
Yeah, so if you're reducing the county's tax base by some amount, don't you have an interest in also knowing what the impact of your municipality is going to be on the county that's still providing services?
Well, you have to look at this, Dennis. When you have the economic, the tax dollars that you're paying for those services are already line itemed on your tax bill. You're paying specifically for the municipal services tax district and the police services tax district. Those taxes are already on your tax bill, and those are what get shifted to the city to provide revenue for the city. So the other revenue that you pay out there, most of it's DeKalb school taxes, but a lot more revenue that you were still paying to the county, is there to cover jail, fire, animal control, all the other services that the city provides. We're still paying taxes for those. We're only taking, you know, between 12% and 14% of total revenue from what we're already paying to the county for the city. So 86% of our revenues, of our tax money, still goes to DeKalb County. We're just taking over a small portion of it.
J. Max Davis is the mayor of Brookhaven. Mr. Davis, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and good luck in the new year.
Well, thank you, Dennis, for having me.
One postscript. I asked Governor Deal's office if he shares Representative Oliver's concern that the cityhood process is too careless. Spokesman Brian Robinson replied, "We wouldn't make any blanket statements about forming new cities. All situations are different." An expanded version of this story will be posted this evening on our website, wabe.org.